Hello, I'm sorry.
Hey Richard, it's
Hello.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Hey, did you
Sorry.
get a It's okay, honey. Were you able to get the information that we need to see if she's eligible for services?
It's actually me who's eligible.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're talking to me or my wife, because my wife has been calling here.
So
It's
your
helping
wife
me basically.
So you're right. So your wife and I, we spoke this morning and
Okay.
you were in the clinic, so we needed information. So I just need to confirm some of your information, okay?
This is me.
Okay, one
Go ahead.
second. Let me just open up where we left off. Okay, what's your date of birth, sir?
October 7th, 1959.
And Richard is your first name, and how do you spell your last name, sir?
MARICH. Mare's a horse, itch
Oh,
is
it's
a scratch.
I C H. Hold on. M
Yes,
A
ma'am.
R I C H. And Austin is your middle initial?
Yes.
Okay, let me check it again because we weren't able to find you based on the information that she gave me because the last name was wrong. She spelled it differently.
Oh.
One second. And do you have active Medicaid?
Plan A right now. Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, I'm gonna check for you right now.
I have a. I can give you that number if you want.
No. So you do not have Medicaid because you're not coming up with that information either. What's your social, sir? So I can see if I can further look in.
074-501-640.
Richard A. MARICH. 10/7/1959.
Medicaid.
Yeah, you don't have Medicaid. Have you ever applied for Medicaid?
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, you don't
Medicare,
have it.
I've done.
Excuse me?
Medicare is the only thing I've done.
Right, so we need to apply on your behalf, sir. Would you like to apply so that we can get you some help at home?
So what's Medicaid?
So
What's
Medicaid is the
Medicaid?
state-funded program that covers home care, sir. The insurance that you have right now does not cover home care.
What's out of pocket?
Out of pocket? You want to pay out of pocket?
No, what is it costing me to do this?
It's not going to cost you anything if you're eligible for Medicaid.
If I'm eligible for Medicaid,
Medicaid
does it
pays
cost?
for an aide to come into your home and assist you and your wife with your daily living, making sure you're dressed, you're fed, you're bathed, your linen is done, your house is clean,
Yes,
things of that nature.
I got you. I got you. But so let me explain this to you. I am Poe, P-O. I can't afford the R and the N. It doesn't make any sense to me to pay more money, especially, let's just talk Medicare right now. They tried to get me to get a B, okay? B
So
is
I'm
going to
not
cost
sh
me.
right. So I'm not sure how that works, the Medicare, because I don't work for Medicare. What I'm telling you is that they're two separate programs that you're
Okay.
eligible for, and you can have both at the same time. So what
Okay.
I do is that I assist you through the Medicaid process in order for you to be eligible for the services you need, like home care.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to be talking to you about. I'm going to talk to you about Medicaid, not Medicare. I don't work for Medicare. I'm not knowledgeable, so I can't even give you advice on that. So if
Yeah, I
you
wanted
want
to
to
know
know about
their
Medicare, you
story.
need to call them directly and have them guide you through the Medicare program and tell you what benefits you have through A and B, okay?
Okay, do you want to listen now?
Yes, not
I am
now.
bald and dumb. I am bald and dumb. I'm not bald and stupid. Okay? I'm not going to pay more money for Medicare, okay, when I had coverage through work. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely. But
So,
because you're
okay.
not working anymore, they
Medicaid,
probably.
Medicaid, Medicaid doesn't cost me anything, correct?
No,
So
it's
tell me,
nothing.
do I qualify? Tell me if I qualify. What do you got to do to check on my qualifying? Since you
Yep.
work for Medicaid.
I'm gonna submit a referral and I'm gonna give you some
Okay.
information so that we can get you assessed. That's when they do a home visit and then they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get, okay?
Okay.
Richard, what's your address, honey?
17 44 Falcon, like the bird, Falcon Drive. Unit S is in Sam. That's S is in Sam. Southern Pennsylvania, 18017.
What town in Pennsylvania? What city?
It's Bethlehem's a city.
You said Bethlehem? I didn't hear what you said.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay, got it. And what county is that in?
I'm guessing Northampton.
Okay, Northampton. All right, now I just need you to write down some information. I'm going to be submitting in the referral so that we can further assist you on to services, okay? Let me know when you're ready, sir.
Go ahead.
So Medicaid is a state-funded program. It's based on income. And you're saying that you poor. So this would be the time for you to actually apply for it so that you could get on it, okay? So that then you can get all the services you need. So I want you to call the Medicaid broker at 877-550-4227 and let them know that you know your health is deteriorating and that you are in need of help at home. You want to apply for home care services and Medicaid. Now I'm going to give you the agency's information. You can hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one, but you cannot hire your wife.
Sure.
The agency that's going to further assist you onto services is called Family First Care. My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
J-A-S-M-I-N. Okay.
And I can be reached directly at 267-551-7410.
That's 267-554?
551-7410.
7410.
Yep. Jasmine. Hola, Alicia.
Hola, ay, lo siento.
It's okay. Yo le estoy dando toda la información que Richard necesita para aplicar para el medio.
Okay.
Okay. So, Richard, I just told Miss Alicia that I'm giving you the Medicaid contact information for you to, go ahead and schedule an in-home assessment and call them and let them know, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. And also, I'm going to be submitting a referral so that our specialist here, Family First, can further you along in the process, okay?
Okay. Question. Will they be calling and contacting me?
They're going to call you. Yes, sir. They're going to contact you. Absolutely. But you need... They're going to call you from a 267-551 number, but if I were you, I would answer all your calls, even if you think it's spam likely, because they can call from any part of the office or any part of the facilities.
So what you're saying is, 30 calls I get daily, it's all...
I mean...
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Until we push you through services.
That's what you said. I got you.
All right. Jasmine. My name is Jasmine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Richard.
One mouth, so we're going to listen twice as much as you speak. Correct?
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes. Adios.
All right, sir.
More for me?
No, that's it.
More for me?
That's it, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. Bye, Alicia.
Bye.
Bye-bye.